Hallo.
ཉི་བ་ནས་སུལ་ལོ་ཞིག་ཉི་བ་ནས་སངས་རྒྱས་ནས་ཆ་ས་ལོ་ཞིག་ཅུང་དེ་ཉི་བ་ནས་སུལ་ལོ་ཞིག་ཉི་བ་ནས་སངས་རྒྱས་ནས་ཆ་ས་ལོ་ཞིག་ཅུང་དེ་ཉི་བ་ནས་སུལ་ལོ་ཞིག་ཉི་བ་ནས་སངས་རྒྱས་ནས་ཆ་ས་ལོ་ཞིག་ཅུང་དེ་ཉི་བ་ནས་སུལ་ལོ་ཞིག་ཉི་བ་ནས་སངས་རྒྱས་ནས་ཆ་ས་ལོ་ཞིག་ཅུང་དེ་ཉི་བ་ནས་སུལ་ལོ་ཞིག་ཉི་བ་ནས་སང 三句的给都不大呢不大是觉得卡了了现在马里贝尼上的半把了有给不大是觉得马里贝尼到上的半把了就会你就会你的贝尔呢你是把他我贝尔呢你是把他我你是把他我你是把他我你是把他我याना से याना ता याना हिजा ला लो जे ब तो बल योते याना दे सो चे गवान दो से ना जो सो चे गवान दो से ना हिज चु थाम जे ला लो आम हिरब जे दे तो बल यु बाय नि से योते ने पे ना पे जी से ना पे मा खा से बताओ हिरब Yes, Sembe, sin to the Sanju Samba, de Sembe dra, Samba hip dra, de Sembe dra de Chagua tang, Suba tang, Chagua lanjuba, Suba lanjuba, Nindulin to be so. De tam jela, said the de tam jela, Lugube, Duba, not Gube and Duba. Yi kubi duba di gozong kubi nduyin sansawa di yis, sansawa di yis. Lu zawa qinbu nam di yis, ta jaju pul yuru kapsu, dini yuru zi ye, yuru wapu lu zawa qinbu nam di, danda sam sekti toni, dini bagi do yuruan zebe tomar, ge yuruan zebe tomar, dini Sanjay Pete, Juran Zeba, then you Juran Zeba, taking the Tedangawa, Daka Namji Jans, Daka Namji Jans, Aram Sujan, Nasujan, Doeba Lala, Sasenes, Benam Doeba La, Dakan de Sanjeta Sanju Sambatam Jela Sase, Yea, thank you.
So then the second, yeah, Nibbani means the second. The second means the second point that is the salutation. To the salutation, yes, by the translator. So that is Sangye ne cha cha lo. Sangye name is from Sangye up to cha cha lo. So Sangye ne means that Sangye dang Changju Senpa Tamjela cha cha los. Salutation to all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. So then, now Rinpoche explains what is the Buddha and what is the Bodhisattva. Sangye ji kedu tu, Sangye ji kedu tu, Sangye ji kedu tu, ke is here the terms of the Buddha. Dhotu means in this substitute, that is Sangye ji ke means the terms of the Buddha in Tibetan. Dhe is means the substitute or the replacement and or equivalent, you can say. Dhe Buddha, that is Buddha. Buddha ni. Now the Buddha, which is the substitute or the equivalent Tibetan words Sangye, the meaning of this is Marigbe ni Sangbe, Pangbalan Jukte. This meaning, this word Buddha, which is the substitute, what do you call the substitute word? Equivalent word of word Sangye in Tibetan, applies, Jukte applies in the meaning of Marigbe ni Sangbas. Marigbe ni Sangbas means awakening, awaken from the sleep of ignorance. Marigpa, ignorance, or what do you call it? Ignorance, yes. Marigpa, how you translate? Ignorance or bewilderment? That's Chulwa, yes. Yeah. Marigpa, ignorance. Sangbe, pangbala jukte. So it means that it is implied in the sense of relinquishment. What is the thing that is relinquished? That is the sleep of ignorance. To awaken from the sleep of ignorance means that ignorance is given up. The sleep of ignorance, the darkness of ignorance is given up. So it is used in that sense. Perna, then example is, it gives example, ni se batavu, like to wake up from the like the awakened state of ni sepa. Ni sepa means to wake up from the sleep. Ni is sleep. Sepa means to wake up. Pena ni sepa tavo. This sepa is the past tense form. So how we should say? Awaken. Awakened state of awakened state, yes. Tavuos. Awakened state from the sleep. Is the example here. Yangna is all. Yangna means all. Shejala lo jebi tokpala jukte is. It implies or it gives the sense of jukpa means jukte, yes. It gives the meaning or it. Shejala lo jebi tokpala jukte. And the realization or the understanding, the complete understanding of the complete understanding, Sheja is a knowable phenomena, all the phenomena. Lo Jeba means whose knowledge, whose wisdom is completely developed. Developed. Whose knowledge of all the phenomena is completely developed. Developed. Lo Jebe. Tokbala Jukte. So it is used in the sense of realization or understanding. Tokpa is realization and understanding of all the phenomena. Pardon? Jukwa means implies in this sense. You say implies. Applies or implies in that sense. Applies in that sense. Shejala lo jebe. Tokpa. Here Shejala lo jeba and Tokpa is same as showing as a meaning. The meaning of the Shejala lo jeba is Tokpa. Tokpa is understanding, complete understanding. And realization means that complete development of the knowledge in all phenomena. Jukte. Pema kachewa tawo. Then this gives example. Chewa. Pema is lotus. Kachewa means completely, what do you call it? Bloom. Blossom. Bloom. Blossom. Completely blossom. lotus, kachewa, dawo is like that. Sang and se is tang, I say. Ale, no. Yang means it gives two meanings. Sang wala jupa dan ye wala jupa. Either it is say. Other it is applied. Buddha has two word meaning, that means. One is awaken, one is completely bloomed or bloomed. It's yangna, but Tibetan they have taken both sang and ye. Tibetan they use Tibetan losawa they use rivakin. It's taken both terms. Yes. Both. So both the terms are used. Buddha means either it is sang or it is jeba. It gives only one of the meaning. So then Tibetan translator Rinpoche says they use both terms, both words as one terms for Buddha, the word Buddha.
Buddha doesn't mean both.
Yeah, either it is either is completely bloomed. Either it is completely bloomed or it is completely awakened. One of the sense it gives. However, since both are positive each other, both are agreeing to each other, so they have used the both together. So shesha la lo jevi tokpa la juktes pema khachewa tawos. Then this is the definition of Buddha, the terms Buddha. Now the definition of bodhisattva. What is a bodhisattva? What is a bodhi? What is sattva? It is explained. Rinpoche explains that sherab ki changjub tang ningje semje la mikpe.
Papa Jenny is a chicken. Sanjo Sambaki, Jerby Jumpsin, Ode, Hirab Jer Sanjo, Dang, Ninji Simjin, Lang, Maggie Jumpsin, Jitter, Jerry, Dang, Sena, Toscola. The name Bernard, Jizin Jambayan Chicken. Jizin Jambayan Chicken. Sanjo Sambaki, Jerby Jumpsin, Yote, Sanjo Jer, Chedo, Sembe, Sin Tobe.
Mikpa is like direct, I think. To direct, isn't it? To direct, to focus, to aim. No. Sherabji, long. To direct also is. He direct his wisdom. For the focus is his wisdom, or aimed his wisdom. For enlightenment, direct. To direct the thought, you don't say?
Yeah.
Direct the thought. So, Sherab ki Changshub tang, Yingji semje la mikbe sam. So, this is the first definition of Changshub. Changshub sem, yes. Changshub ki do sembe, sen tupe, Changshub sem ba de. So, then, pa is explained separately here. Sherab ki, Bodhisattva, why it's called Bodhisattva? Why the Bodhisattva? The term Bodhisattva, yes. The first, the Bodhi is explained here. Sherab ki means with wisdoms. The direct wisdom or the focused the focus on the enlightenment with wisdom. Migjati kharare di kapsula. Migjati.
Migire.
Migjati. Migjati kharare. Migjati sharabra. Migul changjub sharabra.
Migjati sangjub da sinti nis.
Migjati.
Migba bodh sangjub sambha.
Changjub sambha. I said, nas. Nas. So, Rinpoche says the bodhisattva, they direct their wisdoms for the enlightenment, or
towards enlightenment,
and they direct their compassion towards the being. Mikpa means direct, yes, towards the being. Or Changjub Gichedu Sembe, Changjub Gichedu Sembe, Sentupe. Or, Sem means or, Changjub Gichedu means for the sake of, for the attainment of, attainment is not here, for the sake of enlightenment, it means for the sake of attainment of enlightenment, Sembe, Sentupe. Sentupa means to be able to endure, endurance. They are able to, they are capable. Yeah. Tuba means to capable. Sen means to endure. Endure is correct pronunciation. E-N-D-U-R-E. Capable. They are capable to endure. Endure. And by their mind for the attainment of enlightenment. Or you can say for the attainment of the enlightenment, they are capable to endure by their heart, by their mind. Mentally they are capable
to bear.
They same to bear.
They bear suffering.
Yes, same to bear. Mm-hmm. For the suffering is not here. Because same to bear thing, the carry same to bear. Carry less job, sir. Carry less job. Yes. Then same to them is, yes, they are capable to bear and to bear all the hardships for the attainment of enlightenment. So therefore Changjub Senpa, it is called Changjub Senpa. Pa means because Tao Pa. Pa means brave. Pa means capable. Pa means brave. Pa means courageous. Senpa. Their mind is very brave, or the capable. Mentally they are capable. You can say. Mentally they are capable to bear all these sufferings and hardship for the attainment of enlightenment. Therefore, they are called Changju Senpa. So here also, the definition is given in two ways. First one is directing the way they direct the wisdom towards the enlightenment and the compassion towards the beings. And the second one is as being the capable to bear the hardship and the difficulties for the attainment of enlightenment. Simply die, chak batang, suyo batang, indoble jukbe souls. So now, simply die, the chitta. Simba is chitta. Sem is chitta, in fact. But here, the Buddha says, Simba, simply die, the term Simba applies in the meaning of these three. One, Chakpa, Sueba, and Yingdob. Chakpa means desire, attachment, or cravings for. Sueba is restoring or refresh. Sueba means refresh or restore or repair.
Machuba?
Pardon?
Machuba
is a transitive verb. This Sueba is to get refresh itself, you know. Sueba. Then to become alive, etc. Sueba means. Ningdo, then courage, courage.
Doesn't mean that they have attachment.
Yeah, that I wanted to ask. Ningdo, the Ningdo, the Chakba said, and the same bit of the Chakba Yarvis, Changju Sambala.
Chakwa chewa.
So
Rinpoche says this chakwa is not is not desire or attachment, but it is forbearance, Rinpoche says. The meaning is forbearance or patience. Chakwa dang.
What did he say about? What was the example he gave?
Yes, when somebody is a very forbearing person, he's a very patient, he's called Cha Chimbo, or Zosim Chimbo. Yes, and he doesn't get angry, you know, and he doesn't lose his temper, and he's very mild and he's very gentle. So such person is called Cha Chimbo, very forbearing person, very patient person, you know, person with great patience. Chachimbo. Chachimbo, yes. And the Sueva Dino?
Sue. Sorpena, da, same bedraju. Dete, same bedra. Chapa, Sueva. Doblin jupe. Same bedra. Chapa.
Sipa.
Man,
means then Rinpoche says, to get recover from the illness and to ma suba ma means a wound, you know, to heal, you know, to get healed or to heal. What is intransitive?
To be healed
from the wound. To be cured from the wound. This is the intransitive word. Suyabhatam. And also to become alive, you know. Suyabha means to become alive again. After the death, you know, again become alive. Or after the unconsciousness, then to become alive. Pardon? Recuperate, maybe. Recover? Not recover. Revive, yes. To revive.
It's not what they do to beings, it's what they do to themselves.
Pardon?
It's what they do to themselves, or it's what they do to other beings.
And the server, the same, same,
So,
so Rinpoche says here, these are the general meaning of this term Sempa. So Chakpa and the Sueva. To become alive or to revive and to heal, etc. So then here the real meaning Rinpoche says is Nyingtop la Jukpe. So the real meaning of the Sempa is Nyingtop. Because Sem is Nying here, referred to the Nying. Nying refers to the same, and Top refers to the Pa. Rinpoche says that Nying Top is very forbearing, by heart, very strong by heart. Literally meaning is that, strong by heart, very powerful by heart, mentally very hard, that means very, very courageous. So Bodhisattvas are very courageous by heart. Courageous, Rinpoche says here, the courageous means here, the capability for to bear the, all the suffering and the hardship. So Rinpoche says, when we translate these terms, Rinpoche says, if we don't get the exact the sense, Rinpoche says, such sense of the words such as Chakpa and Sueva, etc. in English, if we don't get the exact sense when we translate into English, so he says we can omit it, we can leave it. And the word which gives most what you call clear sense, you know, can be translated. The same in the life story of Milarepa, Rinpoche says, there are many words they left which they could not translate. Because if it, these words are translated, so then the sense is lost. Some words, even they are translated, it sounds very funny in English.
That's from Sanskrit.
No, from Tibetan.
Pardon?
If you compare, Rinpoche says, if you compare the English translation with the Tibetan, then you will come to know what they have changes and where they have omitted, where they have added more. Te thamjela gosum kuwe duchin chatsawa. Te thamjela means to all these, to all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, gosum kuwe duchin chatsante, and I bow down with great respect by body, speech, and mind, and prostrate or prostrate to them. So te is lakche here. It means chasalwa te, and the loza wa chibu namki, loza pa is not loza pa. Yes, it's correct. Loza pa chibu namki, gyurzebe thomaras. Thomaras in the beginning when the translation was made by the Lodzawas, Sangye dan Chanjo Senpa Thamjela Cha Chane. First, having prostrated to the all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, then Tenjo Gyurwa, they translate the text. they translate the danger, the treaties, or the text, or the shastras. Teishindu means in the same way, Daja Namgi Yang Dope Lala Chachin, Somche Solo Jubar, Chava Jisu Dambao. So in the same way, it instructs us indirectly, and Dambao means you have to take this first. It instructs us to prostrate our Dabela. Dabela means the desirous God, desirous deity, desired deity, means favorite deity. That is Yidam, the Ishta Deva, because Ishta means Dabha, you know. Deva means La, Ishta Deva in Sanskrit they call it. Ishta Deva means the desired God, the favorite God, in fact. Literally, the favorite God. By doing prostration to the favorite God, by us, Dajja Namji, Jang, even by us, Jang means true. By doing prostration to our favorite God, by us too, then sola jubar, somche sola jubar chawa, means that we should engage ourselves in the composition, in the act of, or in the engage in the work of composition and explanations. Tsomba and Chepa. Tsomba means to compose, to write, to compose text, and Chepa means to explain. Sola means in the etc. This is Dambaos. Damba means to instruct. To instruct. Gives instruction. Jesu Damba is Jesu is Upasarga. Jesu is what do you call Upasarga in sense? Pardon? It's adverb, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well or very well or completely or properly. Pardon? Anudesha.
Jesus went after.
Pardon? Anudesha. Anudesha. Pardon? Upadesha? Anudesha is, I think. Anudesha is just a temper. It's same as just temper. Not after. The one. Jesu Dambao. So this Jesu is kind of, I don't know what you call it in English. Upasarga? Like la? No. What do you call it in English? For prefix. Prefix like maybe. Pardon? Like Anu, yes. Like Anu, Adi, Su, Lekpara, Rabtu, Shintu, Jesu, you know.
Adverb of prefix.
Adverb, yes. Adverb of prefix, yes. Like that. I don't know in English. But in Sanskrit, there are 22 upasargas. At least. And somebody told me in Greek they have got 18 upasargas. 18, yes, like Sanskrit. A bit less than Sanskrit. Anyway, Jesu means here really it's quite difficult to properly, you can say. It properly instructs us. It instructs us very well or something like that. Dhamma means to instruct. Yeah.
Pungaya. Pungaya. Nibas. Ta nibad karra sana dhamma de jula mala jidong dang cikdong jitab sanji nyeri. Zavasavjet Tela ta nansi sabje som jan yubere. Tun som. Tela sabje som de karresa na lu number yaba, lu number yaba, lu dor tema. Dor tema. Ten ju je lu number yaba, lu dor tema. Yena je bar yaba, ta lu dor tema ti yena tene rembe je bar yaba tan. Yeba yonzu zogba sawas. Take back him with you, Lama, thank you, dear. He about it, you want to Zoba. Lama, my papa, Zoba, Savata number, some minutes. Oh, yeah.
So then Rinpoche says here, the Nyipa means here the second. So this Rinpoche says you have to trace back the it means that the root, the main, the basic, the basic second point, the root second point, that is on the back page, or 26th back page, the main layout, yes. Out of the three main layout, the second one is Tanjo Denbi Tenje Ngus. So now this refers to that point, that main point. Tanjo Denbi Tenje Ngus. Tanjo Denbi Tenje Ngus. It refers to this. The real treatise, the real shastra, and which is with the sublime meaning. So it refers to that. So this second main point also divided into three. Tenju ngu shebala sum is also three. Liu number shawa. First one is the presentation of the body of the text. Liu means the body. Number shawa means to present to present the body, it means the body of the treatise, yana jebar sheba, and then the detailed explanations on the branch, on the limbs, yes, you can say, limbs and the body here. Yana jebar sheba, the detailed explanations on the limbs, means on the branches. And then sheba yongsu zobe chao, and then the complete and the perfect the conclusion, yes, the conclusion of the explanation. So here, the Yongsu is also Upasarga. Yongsu Zhou, here it gives meaning. Yongsu means completely. Or completely, yes. Yongsu means completely.
Dorji ne dundo tembatan. Dorji ne dumbo ti kong zob sanje kang song yore sena ti kong dodan yarwas dodan yarne yeba. Dorji ne dunge korem de sanje chuto san tambo sanje tene chute genden so rembe yong gube tene danda korem gen red temba.
So then
korem gen red temba to song.
Tangbola sum, the first also divided into three. The first four topic is Lu number shawa, the presentation of the body of the text. It's also divided into three. So these three are Tenju Jili Dorji Ne Dun Temba, the explanation of the seven Vajra point, which is the body of the whole treaty. Tei Kung Dorji Ne Dun Tu Temba. Dun means seven, two means into or as. Temba means to illustration. Temba means illustration. Temba means taught, illustrated, illustrated, showed. Temba means then showed, shown, illustrated, and taught, all these things. Here they explain, I think so. They explain the explanations of this, of the Vajra point. The explanation of the seven Dorji Ne Duntu Temba. It's a bit, a translation is not proper, the first one was. Tenju Yulu Dorji Ne Duntu Temba. Tenju Yulu Dorji Ne. This, the Vajra points, which is the body of the text, illustrated into seven, or in the number seven, means the explanation of the seven Vajra point of the, which is the body of the text. Tei kung dodan jarwa. Tei means of that. Tei se kosu di temba di kung darwa.
la ore re do di
ne dunte
tembate kanne tembarese no
so
temata quadi temata
the aim is of that means of the means the of the explanation of the seven bhaja point kung means the source kung is a source or the originations or the source dodan jarwa means applying applying its sources with the sutras
dodan
jarwa then third pardon
do is sutra
pardon jarwa
The sutras are the sources.
Sutras are the sources of this seven bhaja point.
It gives the sutra which of the sources for this.
From sutra, from which sutra it yeah. The seven bhaja points has been taken.
The source.
Yes, the source of the of seven bhaja point is sutras, different sutras. Dodang jarvas. Then korimji jarvatem bhaus. Then the explanations of the relations. Of the relation between the gradual relation or the progressive relation, what do you say? Progressive relation between the seven bhaja points.
Tenji Julu Dorji Ne Dundu Temba. Rangge dungdang, yenge dungde, dwenyin tar simbaas, dwenyin tar simbaam, dwenyin tar toba. Jogba sangye, pando yonzu jogba na, jogba. Sangye ne, dene dake pata zokongme lo zareba, sangye dungdang. Sangye dungde, sangye yungin denba, doji ne tangus. Do cha tang charbe denba nyejin sinye jin dambi chuji tong tang. Do cha tang charwa denba nyi situ tong tang de maro o dini di tong tang denba tong kunzo denba de denba nyejin sinye jin dambi chuji tong tang. Ye hi nyi tang denbe as the jeta rikpe
Yehi Dan Dembe,
Yang dagwar tokbar sabe sade yang dagwar te yang dagwar manorba manorba tokbar sabe toza de karase na tokbar sabe simjin je kham sade toza de simjin je kham 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 devar ki ki nyang bo te kham sa yin ran yin je number dag de tong da simjin je kham kham devar ki ki nyang bo tong de nyang bo de kan de je se le se na yin ran yin je number dag de tong da yin rang yin je nambar daba de de rang dong ka su chu tang je rang yin je ma do ba Trupa de trabe tong yin li jiao yue le. Yin tong ge gab su zuo yin leng yin jia nan ba da ba de sem de ne lu yin le yin li jiao yue le. Wo de a zu ga ji ju ji de le, di ju zuo de. Di de ni ran tong de yin tong ge zuo ba mang bu yue le. Den ti ge ma le shen ne ta ji ya ma le, ji ran su de gua ge san long dan, ga ren ti ge de da de. Number tap at Wodan. Topen was a topen over the carrasana. Toza de can't ever keep in him when you do. Tatoza can't ever keep in him but in you know. Then it Tadorine Yabatimodo. Topen over the carrasana. Topen over. Can't in it. Topen over the can't in it. Can't ever keep in him but in it. Lord Trupe Jaman Tada Ki Takwa said Lord Trupe Jaman Tada Ki Takwa said Seja Jindo Tada Takwa Tada Ki Takwa said Tada Takwa Lord Trupe Jaman Tada Ki Takwa Ki Takwa said Seja the Kadim Topu Mo the Karasana can't ever keep it in both days. They don't use a day in both yan. Tā kāṁ devāri ki kīnyiṁ bō, kāṁ devāri ki kīnyiṁ bō tīnyi, nyō mōngbā tāṁ kīsa dēbē jamā tādā, tākpā sētī kītā tā mēvī zhōng dōng dōng, tādā, tākpā, kī tākpā sētī sētā sē yōng dō, tēnī jamā kī tākpā sētī tī kāndē yōng dō, tākpā, kītā tā mō tōg zhōng dōng dō, tādā, tākpā, Lana make a sound, you do don't. The so time, park of cows or juju town of cows, park of cows toss a young, the cajun on doing over it. He said that the mother is on the door. A young tada taba, lana make a sound, you go don't. No one took a German tada, tass on my tip. That Dordine Soma can't ever keep in your work. Toza Dordine Soma can't ever keep in your book. Derva, Sanju, Deni Pacha, Chara, Derva, Sankin. He is a two times you conduce the Sanju Kimbo than Derva Toba. Most that kick in Derva Toba. Tarva dance, Tarvan Derva dance. Ta Jama, Lone Truba Jama Tanji, Tarvichan Toba, Tandi Chuku, it is under San Yerova, dear Dan. So nam ji cho yong so men ba le song wa men de zu ku yin tin sun ju zan ni de number min ben de wo men de zu ku yin tin sun ju zan ni de de be yin tin je dong da se de ta ro ba yin tin ji dong da yin ji to ba ta na ten el ji dong de ka re se na yin ji tokpar sabi tha rang ki mung sum tu to na tokpan tha sien tsar tu ta yin la tokpe tha di tuin go yorwa yin ji tokpar sabi tha tokpar sabi tha yun din ji nubha yin la tokpar sabi tha di rang ni li yun din qinpo ji yu di du zhang min ji yun din ji yu di du di yun din ji di nubha yun din ji nubha dine zobi sanje ji Tenjun Tadake, Tenjun Tadate, Tenjun Yonzo Zobe, Yena Quenje, Lusam, lūsāṁ yāna sāṁ sētī dāṁgā jīn sēngdara lūsāṁ yāna ngūbō jīs marwa lūsāṁ yāna ngūbō nē dōr dūpa tsōr jītī nā sēn dōr dūjī tsōr jītī dōr dūpa tsōr jītī bār sēnā jūzā kāng jūpar jūzā tān jūzī nī yūrwa jūzā dōr jī nē dōn jītī jūzī tā tīkpa jīmbi jūzī lāma tīng jītī rwa jūzā Hindu Samu Samu said to Hindu Samu to some dihira di Piparka says. Tandika Stadio Jukona, Tipa can be Jula Matin Jun de Jusa Chuchin is Lamatu Yabuzon. Tipa can be Jula Matin Juji Jusa Chuchin is Chuchin said. Hindu Samu in de to some gonsum dihira di Piparka. What is it? Gyoza na rem ki tobe yam tindu gyoza ser Gyoza dan chungbar chungbar chang duen je tenpa de dago wala
Lido tente rwa?
Lido tente rwa Tare be gyoza kodo koka wa tiso yang ni tajyo ni kodo wa tajyo ku kodo la tajyo ni kodo
Rinpoche says everybody knows this shloka. If you have the text, you can see Sangye name is from Sangye, Didako up to Didako, you know. And you have to refer up to this. You have to look. Sangye name is from, from the word Sangye up to Didako. You have to look. So that is Sangye Chozo Kam, Sangye Chozo Kam Dang, Changshub Dang. Yonde sangye tile tamate tenji kunji lunin dorduna dorji yine ne dun dida ko. This shloka Rinpoche says explains the first subtopic, the point that is the subtopic out of the three topics, that is tenji ki lu dorji ne dun, the seven vajra point, which is the body of the of the treaties of this shastra, this text. Shesungde. So Shesungde means this shloka says, you can say says or explains. Sungde means is honorific, sungba is honorific, explains the first one. Tangboni But in Tibetan, it's written Thangboni first. But I think when you translate, you should say like that. This shloka explains from Sangye to Didako explains the first one. First one is the first topic. First topic, the explanation of the seven vajra point, which is the body of the Tenchu, the Shastra. So te is then now lakche because then it says topar chawa rangshin ki tuni tar chimba jobe sangji ki tuantang. So in this shloka, first the word occurs is sangye, Buddha. Now it's said, what is Buddha? What is the meaning of the Buddha? Sangji ki tuantang, the meaning of the Buddha is topar chawa rangshin ki tuni tar chimba topar chawa rangshin. The one who is the
completely what the one who is perfect in intrinsic qualities or welfare, which is to be obtained. Proper jhava means to be obtained, which is to obtain. This Rangshin Jitan, the two purposes for literally for himself and for other beings, which are to be obtained, to be attained or to be achieved. Dzogbe Sanji Tandang is the meaning of the perfect Buddha. Is the meaning of the perfect Buddha. The perfection of the Tenyi, the perfection of the two welfares for himself and other beings, which are to be obtained, is the meaning of the perfect Buddha. Dzogbe. And in fact, the Tarchimba and Dzogba is also slightly different. Dzogba is completely, literally is a complete Buddha.
Jyōsā tāndā dōrjī rāmbōjī tāwō nāmbā dōngbō tē jyōbar sēpē nītēne jyōsī jīgī nāṁ jūjīns nē kī jyōbā lā jyōmsīn yō tē jyōsā dōrjī rāmbōjī tāwō dōng tēdā tēdā tēnā sāvār tōngjī kōbar sēpē sāvār
Why it is called ne? Because ne, the jojan rimgi tobe shiyam, the rimgi tobe shiyam tendu kyubi chiru. This refers to the ne. The ne, the point which is being the base or the ground for the understanding or for the realizations, which is a means for the realization of the subject matter, that is the bhajra, seven bhajra, not the point. The point refers to, the point is the means. The seven points are the means and for the realizations and understand a realization of the set, of the bhajra of the seven bhajra, which are the subject matter, then the curvature. Therefore, according to the subject matter, and the means are also the means, means that means the seven point also given in Chang Dungi Temba. The means are also enumerated in seven, according to the subject matter, that is also seven, that is to be realized.
Okay.
Yes, the Jyoje refers to the ne. Jyoje refers to the seven. Jyoje refers to the seven bhajra.
Yeah, but in this last sentence, you have two times Jyoje.
Yes, two times. Repeated here, Jyoja nam rimgi tokbe shiyam tendu kyurbe chir. Since the ne is not here, but since the ne, the point, is the base and or ground for the realization of the subject matter, gradually or respectively, chir. Therefore, according to the subject matter, Jyoja nam sungbar means according to the subject matter, tang dungi temba, and the points. The point is not repeated here, but Chang Dungi Temba, the points are presented, you can say. Here, yeah, Temba, you can say present. The points are presented in seven. Because the subject matter to be realized or to be understood is also seven, and the ne is also seven. And what is the ne?
And the point which also then here the point written in language. Jojé yige. That is. Tembā, didākho, these are, now, these are the seven buzzer points. Tembā, didākho, this didākho means, this sum of the all the, I think, from, right from here, Thopar Chawa, from the beginning of this.
So it is.
So it is, yes. So
it is already finished with Tangdungi Tembā.
Tembā.
And
then Tangdungi Tembā. So didākho, yes.
So it is.
So it is, I think so. These are, I think. These are. This comes in the beginning, you know. Temba, didako, joja na rimgi tobeche, siam dendo jubeche, joja dang sungbar chang dungi temba. Or didako refers to the chang dungi temba. No, no, didako refers to the all seven, one which is explained above. Nida ko se yade kheno bhi doje ne dunja ko gor ma
dorji yeza dorji dorji tav dorji tav doenge ne dun bon da ko se
no
yezi ki ne dun da ko se yonga ko ro
la re
yonga ko re yeza dorji tav doen ro wa sanje chu ge ne doen ro wa Make it but Dorje Tab. De Tumba Juzi de Tumba Sebi Yam Ne, maybe enough. Ne, the Buddha Tabo.
It's like we put it in the beginning before we explain. And we put these are number one, number two.
Yes. It comes in the beginning, I think.
In English?
Yes, I think so. Yes. It comes in the beginning, yes.
The second point.
Yeah. Yes, this comes right beginning, right from the beginning.
Ta yapo re son tambo nga so nyonyo nyonyo demare re yapo jome. Imagine le na wondo re. Chupu chupu. Ene yobo.